These things I have spoken to you, that you should not be made to stumble. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God the service. And these things they will do to you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the time comes, you will remember what I told you of them. And these things I did not say to you at the beginning because I was with you. But because I said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. And of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of the world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth. He will speak not in his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. Amen. Amen. Just a few thoughts this morning for this time. Over the last number of weeks, we have been taken up with the work of the Holy Spirit upon the life of the believer. For a person to be a Christian, a person must have that relationship with God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And when a person becomes a Christian, you have that fellowship of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have that fellowship of the great love of God. You have then that fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And when a person becomes a Christian, what takes place is this, is that first of all, you need to know of that quickening work where you who are dead in your trespasses and sins, he hath made alive. And then there's another work which he comes to bring. It's the enlightening work. Unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. And then there is another work, which we looked at first of all, when he comes then to convict, and we feel our sin, and we're shown the righteousness of Jesus Christ. There is the work of the Holy Spirit, when he comes to form a whole new spirit within us, that which is born of spirit is spirit. And this morning, for a moment, just one more time, the work of the Holy Spirit to come and to lead us into all truth. And that's our text for this morning, verse 13 and verse 14. Whatever, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Now I know that many times there'll be someone who will say to myself and perhaps to the church here, you see, the problem with your church, Chris, is not a church perhaps which is filled with the Holy Spirit. And what I would say is this, well, it may not be that we major on the Holy Spirit. And one of the reasons is that, is because the Holy Spirit doesn't major on himself. And if you were to come here to Bethesda, what you would know is of the ministry of the Holy Spirit, because he tells us here in verse 14, he will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. And in the ministry of Bethesda, I hope it is this, that those things of Jesus Christ, his very person, his great work, his very position, that the Holy Spirit, he takes, you see, and never speaks. It's a wonderful God we have. He's a God, you know, who is so humble, and each one gives glory unto then the other. And this morning, can I just say to you that there's something we need to know of the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And here it is then in verse 13. Two things I want to tell you, that he is the Spirit of truth. We need to be led by him. And truth is to be our object. What happens here is the Lord Jesus Christ is now on the night in which he was betrayed, and he is going now. There are many things he has to speak to them. Verse 12, I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Have you ever been in that situation? I know people have. When we finish our lives, there are certain things we wish we would have done and we've not done. Things we wish we would have said and we've not been able to say. Well, the time was very short, but it wasn't the end for the Lord Jesus. Remember that. He was going to Calvary, and when he went to die for our sins, he went to the grave, he rose again, he ascended into heaven, and after then, 10 days after that, he sent out his Holy Spirit. He sent his Spirit of truth into this world. We're living in a day where it's filled with fake news. We're living in a day where people don't know what truth is. Don't you want to know that there's one who's been sent to us who is the Spirit of truth, and he will lead you and guide you into all things. And here's the number of points today. The first thing that you need to know, that there is the Spirit of truth which has been sent prophetically into this world. No, really now, as he comes and he speaks to these apostles, as he speaks to those apostles, he's telling them he's going away. But remember now, of all the things that he has done and all the things that he's taught, it is through these apostles that you have come to know of Jesus Christ. It's through the writings of the apostles that you read, the Gospels which you know. Do you know what Jesus said? I'm going to send my Spirit, and when you go and you preach and you tell others of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of truth will be with you. Every one of us needs to know that this morning, that you can say that this book which you're now reading, the Gospels which you love, the recording of the Word of God, it is without error. It is infallible. It has no mistakes. It is not fake news. It's because Jesus told his disciples that he will come and he will lead them into all truth. The Spirit of truth has come. He will speak on his own authority. Now look, what happens this day? It's like this. There are things that we don't want to hear. There are things perhaps we don't like. But the thing is this. There is the Spirit of truth which will reveal to you, which will communicate to you truth itself. He will never lead you to that which is not true. And that's why he glorifies the Lord Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is the one who came and said he was full of grace and truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I don't know if you've ever been in the place where even if you don't like something, you've got that sneaky feeling, it's true, it's true. Well, that's what the work of the Holy Spirit does. He comes, and he comes, and he brings to us the truth of this word. Can I say to you that he will lead you into all truth? Do you know, very practically, as a Christian, and as a church, and as a people, that you would know today that the history of the church is filled with people who are false prophets, where there's false teaching, where there is false doctrine. And you say, well, how come then the church has come to this point. It's really fascinating when you actually read church history, is that you can't imagine how many times the church has walked down various paths and avenues. But I got wonderful news for you this day, is that the Holy Spirit will be given to you. And although we can take the wrong step in our lives, although we can go the wrong way, the Spirit of truth will come to you and guide you and bring you back to a place where you can once again know the truth. He will lead you into that in your life. And then also, can I say to you, in your life, that is the direction He is leading you, with your thoughts and your motives and your doing, because our lives can be filled with deceit and lies and fake news, and only the Lord Jesus Christ and His Spirit will lead you to that life which is of the truth. Now look, people can live double lives. People have sins that they're involved in. People are living in a way which is not right. All I can say to you is this. We come and we lie. We lie about what we are. We lie about what we're doing. We lie to ourselves. False and full of sin I am, but thou art full of truth and grace. And the Spirit of truth will lead you in your life to live a truthful life. Now, if there's anyone here who is sick and to death of just lies, some people live in homes where they just lie to. People have lives where people have not been straight and dealing with you. I can say to you, Jesus Christ only ever speaks to us and deals with us in the most candid way. And there's no deceit on His lips. And He is the God of truth. And He sends His Spirit into this world. And you can know Him this very day. And if there's anyone here who's a Christian, I want to understand this in your life. He will lead you into all truth. And if you're a Christian this morning, that's a life which is not standing still. That's a life which is being led. And a person who says that they're a Christian and they're standing still, there is something wrong with all that. He's going to lead you and lead you and lead you into more and to more and to more truth. That's just the simple point that I've got for you. But then I've got this other point, and it's this. That He is going to lead you now into truth, and truth should be the object of then your life. What you find here in verse 13, and it is fascinating, I've highlighted it, He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come. And what happens is that, do you know, when God sent the Lord Jesus Christ into this world, remember now, the Lord Jesus Christ said these words, I've not come on my own authority. He was sent by the Father. And when He came, He says, I've only spoken the words that the Father has given me to speak. I've only done the works that the Father has given me to do. I mean, it's an incredible insight into the God that we have, that the Lord Jesus Christ would humble Himself. Look, there are three persons in the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They're all one, but they're all, and each and every one, as a person in their own right, full of power, full of knowledge, full of glory. And then you see what happens when Jesus Christ comes and He sends the Spirit Himself. He will not speak on His own authority. He himself will only speak on what's been given unto him. And what he's been given to do is to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I want you to note, you need to make truth your goal, your object in life. He will lead you into all truth. I don't know if you've had to do jury service. And what happens is that you try and establish the case and the facts of some incident that has happened. And of course, people swear, don't they? I'll say the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. And then what happens is when you've got all the facts before you and they're right before you, then what happens is this, you've got to make a judgment on that. Now, I have known people, even when all the facts are before them, all the evidence is before them, because then of something else, truth doesn't matter, prejudice, something else. The O.J. Simpson trial, as clear as crystal, guilty as sin, all of it panned out. Where he was, the glove, the blood. But people deny the truth. But when you come to Jesus Christ today, I want to know, and this is what happens, is that the Holy Spirit will lead you in to that truth. It's put before you who Jesus Christ is, the Son of God, the work which he did on that cross, the resurrection from the grave. The evidence is always before you. And then people, they come and they have all the facts. And they still can't. They know it's true. They believe it's true. They won't tell you it's a lie. They say Jesus is good. But they don't enter into the truth. But when the Holy Spirit comes, he will lead you into the truth, into Jesus Christ, to be united with him, and that you'll be joined with him, and you must make him, that's your goal, into all truth. And what happens when you then become a Christian is that you come to realize something of Jesus. But the Holy Spirit should be leading you today to know more of Jesus, more of his wonder and his purity and his light. And when a person becomes a Christian, do you know, you open up God's word. And this word this day is full of truth. And you ask, don't you, that he will reveal to you the wonderful things, that you will learn more of his great position and his love, and you will learn more of his ways. It's more of his truth. A person who says, I became a Christian 20 years ago and knows no more of the Lord Jesus, there is something wrong, because the third person of the Trinity wants to come and lead you unto him. I remember being in an ordination service, and all they talked about in that ordination service was the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was leading them. Holy Spirit was guiding them. Holy Spirit was on the meeting. Holy Spirit is taking us into the community. Holy Spirit's helping us do this work. Holy Spirit's helping us do this. Not one mention of Christ. And you think to yourself, hang on, stop. Stop right there. Am I missing something here? His work, his first work, his main work is to lead you unto Jesus Christ, and he will glorify him. Take of the things, show them to you. When that doesn't happen, there's something wrong. Do you know, you've got to make truth your goal. I want you to think for a moment. It's a real odd service, I know that. It's been a real strange day. I'm just thankful for the opportunities, that's all. person looks for a church. What do you look for? I look where there are comfy seats. I look where there is good music. I look where I can feel comfortable. I look for whatever program they've got on. Is it not possible that you should not make, is it not, truth your goal? Would you not want to look for a place where Jesus Christ is known and revealed and declared and manifested and taught, and where you can hear of the things of him, the only one who is truth? Make that your goal in your life. And so it is, he will lead you into that. The Holy Spirit, thirdly, we won't be long. Yes, time is going, and we've said we're going to finish. I know we are, because it's been 2 hours. But look, what we've got here now is this, is that thirdly, in your life, the Holy Spirit will lead you to him and to the things of him in your practice, in your experience, and in the knowing and the growing, where you will also be one where Jesus Christ will be made known and manifested in your experience. He's going to lead you to that too. That will be your work and your aim in everything that you do, that Jesus Christ will be praised and glorified. Now look, in the church, there are different types of people. There are those which are not Christians and have never come to Jesus Christ. You must hear, the Spirit will reveal to you. You'll know it in your heart. You'll understand they're not the words of man. There's an authority and a power behind the words which are being spoken. You will realize truth is valuable. Don't sell it at any cost. And when you're confronted with it, there will be those who have never come to the truth. The second type of people which are in the church are those which have come to the truth, but they've not entered in to the truth and really embraced the Lord Jesus Christ. The third type of people are those perhaps which know the truth but are not moving in the truth, and they're not being led by the truth. And the fourth type of people are these, of those who have come to the truth and are being led by the Spirit of truth in their lives.